England Patriots are 1-5 for the first time since 1995 when I was a mere 29 years old. And we will talk to Gerard Mayo about that and other things coming up in just about 15 minutes. This is Rich. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So we can all agree that the Patriots organization has been subpar from the ownership to the front office to the coaching, hands down. However, there is a silver lining, and I want to share a stat that against those people that are saying pump the brakes on Drake May. So Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels have played each six games so far. So they've played 18 games. They scored 20 touchdowns, passing touchdowns. That's 1.1 touchdown per game it averages to. Drake May is playing with the worst team, the worst roster in the league, and he throws three touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I listen, I don't know that there's brake pumping required, as the texter said earlier. I just, now you had Boomer on this show an hour ago saying this is by far the worst roster in the NFL.
Right.
And so you're a ways away from fixing that problem. I mean, I guess.
But they knew this. So, like, the front office and specifically the ownership of this organization would have you believe that this is Bill Belichick's fault. And let me say, don't ever say I don't defend Bill Belichick. They had an offseason to fix it. The Patriots, at the end of Cam Newton's year, we all agree that roster was awful, mm-hmm. right? Yep. 2020, it was a disaster. They spent $250 million. They got three more wins. They won 10 games. They made the playoffs and supported a rookie quarterback the way they should have. 4 years later, they don't. And people all want to blame the money and say, oh, look at all the bad deals. Jonnu Smith. Well, you got Hunter Henry and Matthew Judon, two pretty damn good players.
Yeah.
And you elevated a roster from where it was to being on the cusp of contention, making the playoffs and losing. This offseason, they knew the roster sucked. Whoever's fault it is, I don't care right now. They were in charge of this roster. They did nothing to improve the areas that needed the most improvement. And that's what's so frustrating about everything right now.
Since they didn't do anything, can that lead you to believe that the plan that they kept talking about was that Drake wasn't going to see any playing time this season?
Courtney is spot on. That's a conspiracy theory. Let's go down that.
But that's ridiculous.
Courtney is spot on, and I'm glad you brought it up because I was thinking it. Maybe they felt like, all right, the free agent market ain't crazy heavy. We know we're going to draft a rookie quarterback after free agency. Let's sit him because there's really nobody out there that we want. We're not going to play him all season. And then, so going down this wormhole with you, and I'll go down it with you, my expectations are this offseason – you spend a ton of money, mm-hmm. and you got go out
okay,
get all.
But that doesn't allow for why they were all in, as you tell us all the time on Brandon Ayuk.
Well, Curtis was right. It was just smoke and mirrors.
No. Yep.
Okay. Now you're flipping the script.
Flipping the script. I'm just going now. I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, okay, you know,
they're going to have a high draft pick this yep. season. So I just going in. If the plan all along was that they were not going to have Drake May play, then it would make sense why they didn't spend it all this season. That's the only thing I can think of, because if you've got a guy, the number three quarterback, that you're ready to start playing this season, and all signs were pointing to that because they said he outplayed Jacoby during preseason, during practice, during yep. his reps, he was much better. So you wouldn't set it up that way.
Yeah,
anyone in their right mind.
Correct.
This is Rob from Swampscott. What's up, Rob?
Hi, folks. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Okay, I'll tell you, you're going to yell at me, but I know that Drake May did well yesterday. I'm psyched that he threw three touchdowns, but I would take anybody's action and give them great odds, because I know I'm going to wind up taking their money, that he doesn't get injured this season and he's done. He is going to get maimed.
Oh, God. I can't do this.
Hold on. Let me finish. Why isn't Jacoby Brissett maimed? Because he wasn't running around like Drake May was yesterday.
So Drake May's ability to run around eludes contact, doesn't create it.
No, actually, when you think about that, as opposed to just sitting in the pocket and taking the sack, when you take off, you're now getting hit by linebackers at full speed, and hopefully it's not a knee. But let's not go there. Let me just go back.
You
to talk about Elliot Wolf. I called to talk about Elliot Wolf, okay, because he is the constructor of this current roster. Am I incorrect?
No, you're right.
Okay, so any executive who goes into the season with that roster thinking that it is even journeyman-like and that they can do the yeoman's work and come up with like a 7-10 record is out of their mind and out of their depth. I mean, look at some of the injuries that are going on across the NFL, and teams are still able to win with who they have. The Patriots starters, granted, their defense is banged up at this point, and you don't want to be a captain or you're hurt, but their offense is so horrible. I mean, beginning to end, with the exception of Drake May, their offense is horrible.
Thank you for the call.
When Lamar Jackson gets hurt, is it running out of the pocket, Shime, or in the pocket?
In the pocket. Actually, Curtis, the majority of quarterback injuries happen in the pocket.
So, like, this new – I find it so infuriating that people wake up every day regurgitating things they hear without any personal thought whatsoever. Like, this Rob's nice guy, Swamps, gets a lovely town. I'm sure he's done well for himself. But, like, have an individual independent thought. Like, work through the understanding of a thesis and say, okay, I'm going to just say that he would be hurt if he started because that's what everybody with the Patriots would have you believe when the guy that was starting with the Patriots isn't hurt. So, like, what are we doing here?
There is a chance that
everybody gets hurt. Of course, it's football.
But that's been the narrative from guys who played the game.
Yeah.
It's people that are afraid, that are fearful that the roster around him will not be elevated properly by a young quarterback. And it's just the only way you learn is by doing.
Yeah.
I think, Courtney, I have to give you credit because I think as I start to look back and because we asked the question, why didn't they do anything this offseason? And Mayo's kind of alluded to it very kind of like off the cuff. It was really not guys out there that we felt like we wanted to pay. Mm-hmm. So I think part of it was like them going, and the plan was we're not going to play him because there's nobody worth going out there to get to put around him this season. And almost like a throwaway year in the sense of hey, we're going to sit him the whole season.
All right. Well, we could talk about that, I'm sure, with Gerard Mayo coming up momentarily. He will join us shortly. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Patriots fall to the Texans 41-21. It was May Day. Drake completed 20 of 33 passes for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns. He did have 2 interceptions in this one. And Gerard Mayo really focused on the bad play from the defense. He wasn't thrilled with that. Here's what he had to say after the loss.
Defensively, I would say just the fundamentals of just tackling and our run fits have to improve. They have to improve. And I told all those guys, I said, you should feel like crap today. Like, you should feel like crap. You take away those 2 long runs. We had 2 runs over 50 yards. I mean, it's just not winning football.
Wiggy, I have an idea for Mayo. He can do what Michael did, the fundamentals of tackling.
Yep.
Tonight we'll see the Bills and Jets in Monday Night Football. 8:15 kickoff. We'll have the game right here on EEI. Coverage starts at 7:30. The Bruins got another win at home over the weekend, an overtime win on Saturday over the Kings. They have a matinee matchup with the Panthers today, 1 p.m. puck drop. And we have our NLCS and ALCS matchups. NLCS has the Dodgers up 1 on the Mets, and over to the AL, the Guardians kick off their series against the Yankees in the Bronx tonight at 7:30.
What a sports Monday. You got 2 LCS games and Jets, Bills Monday night.
Yep. And cozy up to irresistible new fall favorites at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Or if you're Greg, you can check out the brand new season of Outer Banks.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it. I need a lot of time.
Yeah. Today?
No.
Okay. Does it drop? Do you know?
Oh, it's already dropped.
New Outer Banks dropped?
Yeah, like a week ago. Yeah.
I'm behind. I'm so sorry.
We got to get
53 degrees cloudy after 62.